Hello, good folks. It is Wednesday. Yes, it is. And that means it is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Let me turn this up. Headphones. Oh, much better. My name's Anita B, and I'm back after a summer hiatus. My show is pretty much what I want it to be. It used to be all Canadian music, and now, I don't know, like the past 6-8 years, whatever it's been, it's just whatever I want to play. Mostly indie rock. That right there that we just heard is the band Ducks Unlimited. Those guys are interesting. They're from Toronto. They're based in Toronto, but, and they are a duo. Okay, there's two of them. And one of them is Australian and the other is British. Go figure. This is the first time I played these guys. They do have a new record out, which I've discovered like just now. That song is 18 Cigarettes, and you can find that on their 2021 album, Modern Fiction. So I really should make an effort to find some new stuff of theirs, but I just discovered this song today, kind of randomly. And there you go. Yeah, I have had a really good summer working up at Cypress, which is what I've done. It's my like third summer up there. And it's good. It's nice. Place to be. It's a good place for your head, being out in nature. Mind you, I work indoors while many people work outdoors, but I'll do hikes and do whatnot. And I did a beautiful hike the other day, pretty long hike. I almost made it to the end, but the sun was setting as I was approaching, and I was like, no, do not want to be stuck on the Howe Sound Crest Trail when there's no light. So point is, it was gorgeous and it was worth all 3.5 hours easily. Yeah. So I highly recommend the hikes up there. That would be St. Mark's, if you know anything about hiking or if you know anything about the trails up that way. Yeah. So there you go. I'm back. Back to reality. Back as a teacher. I don't know. What is today? Day two? Day two of hanging out with my grade nines and tens. And so far, they're good. So far. And there you go. All right. So 6:38. What do I have next for us? I've got more stuff. Of course I do. I have a list of stuff written down. Anyways, my show here is every second Wednesday. And it is 6:30 until 8. That's what this show looks like. Tonight's show, I've just decided to just play some easy peasy stuff that I like. I mean, I uncovered that song from the band Ducks Limited. Other than that, nothing really new. No. I have something from the band Avenues. I do. Where is this? Avenues. The song we're going to hear is Admit Nothing. Apparently, I did not save it on my system here. That's okay. Admit. So I do have new music. Look at me go. Okay, this here is, now what do I know about this band? They're called The Avenues. I believe they're British. I should know more about these guys. Usually I do. What do I know about them? Hold on. I've got some information here. They are from England. I was right. So they're from England. They got together in late 2018. And they're just starting to make a name for themselves. All right, there you go. A place, Hull, England. And let's take a listen to this song that I've got for us. I had for us. I lose it already. Hold on. Go back. Hit back. Here we go. What do I have for us? Hold on, guys. I got this. I swear to God. The name of the song I have that should be popping up is called Admit Nothing. This is it. Admit Nothing. Okay. Now, the name of the album you can find this off of is somewhere. I don't know. I'll come back with it. But let's not listen to me ramble. And let's listen to this British band with the song Admit Nothing. It is new. I marked it down as new. So I'll come back with some more information. It is 6:40. I'll be giving you all the weather forecast soon enough. It is nice and warm out there right now. We're getting sort of a revival of summer, which is kind of nice. But here we are. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this here is the song Admit Nothing. I think it is. Oh, let me try that again. All right. Good Lord. It's been a while. It really has. Hold on. There we go. That's going to be it. I'm back in the usual form. Okay. The band is The Avenues.
Distractions are the only thing I seek, and I know it's not wise and it's not healthy, but at least when I go to bed, I'm still smiling. Because you never say that sober. I'm always still thinking of you, but it's easier to go just a little insane, constantly denying the truth, because you never say that sober. Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Contact.
That right there is Peter Gabriel with I Have the Touch. And you can find that on the 1983 album. Well, let's see. It's called Peter Gabriel 4 Security, released in 1983. Such a great song. Of course, Peter Gabriel, formerly of Genesis. And he left the band Genesis in 1975. He himself was born 1950. This reminds me of a book I'm reading. I'm reading actually the bio of Chrissy Hynde. She was born in 51 out of Ohio, of course. I'm not quite done the book. So these guys of the same era. And he left the band after just being burned out and wanting to spend time with his family. And that was when Phil Collins, the drummer, took over as lead singer. Crazy, right? All right. Lots of good stuff there. Peter Gabriel, such a beautiful man. Like, physically, I always thought he was cute when I was a kid. And his stuff is just so great, though. So he's still kicking. He's still kicking. What is he? He was born February 13th, which would make him, I'm going to say, hold on, I know this. I believe an Aquarius. An Aquarius, yeah. By the way, it is Virgo season. And yeah, we are in that zone. All right, let's continue with some more stuff. But before we do, I will tell you that prior to Peter Gabriel, we heard something from Soccer Mommy from 2018 with the song Your Dog from the album Clean. And then the Avenues out of Hull, England with Admit Nothing from their album single. No, it wasn't an album. It was a single. That's what it was. 6:54 it is. We're just playing a bunch of my sort of favorite classics. Just kind of a chill ease into fall, right? Because today's my first day back. Well, my second day back at school as a teacher and my first day back here at CITR after a summer hiatus. So here we are. Let's go again. Let's get into one of my my classic faves, one of my go-tos. This is the song Santa Fe from the band Beirut. Beirut being out of New Mexico, Santa Fe. You can find this on the 2011 album, The Riptide. And if you've never seen the video for this, it's so great. It's so great. I'll never forget, as a matter of fact, I was going through a pretty hard breakup, my marriage. You know, I had kids and all that. I'm now a divorcee. Well, it's been, 10 years? What year are we in now? 2024? Yeah, almost. Something like that. And this song, when I was thinking, oh, my life sucks and stuff, you know, things are hard, I would watch the video. So if you want to feel good, watch the video for Santa Fe. It's just so depressing slash funny. It's got a funny twist at the end. Oh, and speaking of good, videos, I'm not talking about music videos now. I'm going to move into TV shows. If you're looking for a show and you have Apple TV, please, you will thank me. Get into Bad Monkey. It is so, so good. Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn is the main character, one of them. Well, he is the main character. And it takes place in the Florida Keys as well as Andros, the island in the Bahamas. And it's a very, very beautiful setting, and it's with twisted events. It's like a crime thriller, kind of like I was telling somebody else. It's like if you like Fargo or, you know, some of those Coen Brothers things, which Fargo is one of my favorite movies of all time. I think you'll like this. So anyways, that's my recommendation. Bad Monkey. All right, let's get back into this. Let's listen right now to Beirut. Here on CITR 101.9 FM.
My heart. love drives a man insane. So look for me walking just any old way. Have love.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is from 1965. Can you believe that? That's the Sonics out of Tacoma with the song Have Love Will Travel. Now, interestingly, I just discovered that it's actually a cover which was written and recorded by Richard Berry in 1959. And the best known version of this is the Sonics, the one I just played. It was also released by Paul Revere and the Raiders as a 1964 B-side. You name it. It's been recorded a fair amount. Also by Stiv Bators. Oh, my God. Stiv Bators. Wow. Mojo Nixon, The Head Codies. So many bands. Oh, look at that. Jim Belushi and the Sacred Hearts in 05, who named a tour with Dan Aykroyd. Okay, look at that. So many bands. And as a matter of fact, the Sonics have influenced bands like Nirvana, Nicholas Arson, who is one of the members of The Hives, the Swedish band The Hives. He names that as one of his favorite songs and apparently credits the Sonics with it, but that is probably the most well-known version. So there you go. That's the story behind Have Love Will Travel. All right, you can find that, as I mentioned, on the Here Are the Sonics 65 release. All right, before that, we heard something from 2004. We're going to go to Detroit with the Von Bondies from their album Pawn Shop Heart. We heard Come On, Come On, such a classic in my book. Oof, such a great song. And then Beirut was in there before that. It is 7:07. It's Sam Squanch's Hideaway, the show you're listening to. I'm your host, Anita B, and we are going to move on to hearing something local. And if you like, garage rock, these guys are definitely in that vein. Tough Age, like the Sonics, of course. I love garage rock. And we're going to hear something from the Tough Age local band from their 2013 self-titled release. It is, what are we listening to? Oh yeah, Seahorse. Here we go. All right. I'm here for another 52 or so minutes. All right, let's get this going. All right, let's make sure I've got this all set up. I think I do. This right now, folks, is, hold on, Tough Age.
Sleep and rise to me. twist and turn, watch and learn, twist it up and turn it, baby, all in my world. Rock and roll, heart and soul, rock it up and roll it, baby, for another girl. Break. To tell your lies, twist and turn.
Come on.
Right, that right there was local band Joe Past. That features Joe Hirabayashi as the frontman. And that is a song from 2018 entitled It's called Glass. It's Glass from their album Their Prime. That's the deal with that. That's Joe Past. All right. Before that, we heard two songs from the Cork, Ireland band Cardinals. We heard from the album, well, it's actually an EP. It's called Twist and Turn. We heard 19 and then Twist and Turn before that. Those guys are five piece and I'm really liking them, Cardinals. It's the first time I played them. So yeah, I apparently am playing new music. I said I wasn't really playing too much new stuff today. And then we heard local band Tough Age before that. It is 7:21. We're going to move on and listen to something from the Georgia band Deer Hunter. This song I just adore. They're so great. If I'm not mistaken, I do believe the early bass player. Was that the right band I'm thinking of? Maybe I lied. Former. I don't know. Regardless, I really like these guys. I've been listening to Deer Hunter. It's one of those bands that everybody had sort of been listening to before me. Like I was slow in the draw on Deer Hunter, but now that I've finally discovered them, and I mean, we're talking, these guys formed in 2001. That's how slow I can be. We're going to hear something from, let's take a look here. The album is called, let's see, we're going to hear the song Desire Lines. From the album, hold on, let's make sure I got this right, Halcyon Digest. This was released in 2010. And am I correct? Did the bass player die? Hold on, let's make sure. I could be confusing it with another band. Deer Hunter. Let's go to Deer Hunter bass player. Bass player death. Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, I am right. Oh, that's right. I am. Okay. I'm not wrong. Okay. So basically so here's the deal. So their original bass player, this is really weird. Okay. This is why I find the whole thing bizarre. So their second bass player died in 2018 at the age of 39. That's bad. That's really sad. How did he die? No cause of death announced. I don't know. So there you go. Who knows? Who knows? He died. Sad. Not too long ago. But then he replaced the previously dead bass player who had died at the age of 24 in a skateboarding accident. How weird is that? That's very Spinal Tap, right? So I don't know. I remember discovering I'd love to look the bands up, find out who am I listening to? What are they all about? Where are they from? And I'm like, wait a second, he died 39. And then I'm like, wait a second, how come there's an article about the previous bass player? So I don't know what's going on there. But let's listen to something from the band finally. This is a great tune, as I mentioned. It is called Desire Lines. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. We'll be right back.
be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Pick up the phone, Lower Mainland.
This is Discorder Magazine calling.
And that means...
It's time to pick up your Discorder.
With recollections from music waste and interviews with your favorite local rising talent performing at 648 Kingsway and Redgate Art Society, Discorder Magazine is offering you
Discorder,
the most intimate, accessible input on the underground art scene across the Lower Mainland. For all the distribution locations, head to citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Thank you for picking up Discorder Magazine.
Stuck a pin in your backbone, spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down, but thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around. Thanks for picking it.
She won't.
Isn't that beautiful? That right there is the band out of Scotland, Frightened Rabbit. From 2016, we heard Get Out. The name of the album is Painting of a Panic Attack, and it is the deluxe edition. There you go. So yeah, those Scottish boys formed, I think, in 2003, if I read correctly. Beautiful song. Yeah, Frightened Rabbit. Okay, before that, oh, good Lord. Oh, Archers. The Archers of Loaf. I have rediscovered the Archers of Loaf just recently, like in the past kind of year. I've been like, huh, I used to love those guys. The album I just played, the song we heard before Frightened Rabbit off of, is Icky Metal, 1993. It is a classic. It is such a good album. It's like basic. It's pretty much the quintessential, in my opinion, kind of underground 90s indie rock album. It's so good. Archers of Loaf. They're from North Carolina. And the song we heard is Web in Front. Those guys are my age, I discovered. They were formed in high school. So in high school. And I was doing some digging on Archers. And as I was Googling them, I was like, up comes Beavis and Butthead. And that's like, apparently, like, Beavis and Butthead were like watching one of their videos. If you know the show, that's especially the early days. They would just sit around the couch and just make fun of, you know, music and music, like rock stars and videos and whatever. And they put that video on. So I was like, oh, I've got to watch it. I don't remember this video. So first of all, I watched the Beavis and Butthead clip, which is funny enough. But then I put on the full video, and it, as much as that song is so perfect, Web in Front, like so crazy good, the video is so bad. I was like really blown away with the lack of any kind of meaning or direction. It was just like this short guy running around who looks maybe a little bit challenged. I don't know. It was like totally bizarre. But that was maybe the 90s for you. Everything was like super lo-fi. The video probably cost like, I don't know, $29. And there you go. It's just funny how such an, in my opinion, an impeccable song, it's such a perfect song, could then on the other hand be represented by such an, like, the worst video I've ever seen. So there you go. And then Deer Hunter in there before that. It is 7:41. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I've been doing my show since, like, I'm gonna say 2003, not in the same incarnation. I used to do a show with this other guy. We shared a show, and it was called like the Canadian Way. And then I ended up getting my own show. And then I pretty much just kind of wanted to go beyond the Canadian borders, right? Like, I was like, okay. So here I am in what, 2024? It's crazy. I'm so old. Okay, whatever. All right, let's move on. We've got, what, 19 more minutes? And my show, by the way, too, is every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. Do I have any good stories or gossip for you guys? Don't know. I don't know. But we're going to hear The Kooks. That's coming up now. I'm just kind of playing a bunch of songs I just adore, pretty much. I've played a few new things tonight, but this song is so good. It's called Connection. This is from the English band The Kooks. They're from Brighton. When I say these places, I've never been to England. As much as I've been to a fair amount of places on our planet, never been to England. And honestly, it's going to sound awful, but in terms of places on our planet that I have on my bucket list, okay, like where I really would like to go. For example, at some point in my life, I would like to do a full tour of South America. Definitely, I'd like to ski in Argentina and Chile. Like that, but that's maybe not all at the same time. I would love to go to Thailand. I, for sure, Vietnam and all kinds of different places. England's not on my list. I just don't care. I just, like, they're just English people. I don't know. It just seems kind of, I don't know, damp, dreary. That's a terrible thing to say. But I have other places I'd rather go first. I mean, if you have a free ticket for me, I'll go, I guess. But anyways, I'm going to stop dissing England. And let's, this song, first of all, Connection, you can find on the 2022 album of theirs entitled 10 tracks to echo in the dark. There you go. Okay. Here we go. Well, back on that note of going to England, I am reading Chrissy Hynde's biography currently. It was put out in 2015 and it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. And she is a huge, like, what's that called? Anglophile? Like somebody who's like, just couldn't get to England soon enough. She left Ohio in like her pretty early 20s and is just so into England. And that's great. And I'm learning about England. But don't need to go there. Okay, I'm learning through Chrissy Hynde. So anyways, let's listen here, finally, after my, blathering, to The Kooks. And there you go. The station, of course, is CITR 101. Whoa. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I don't have time on this Friday night. Been sleeping with two eyes open, looking for you, for you. The kind of girl who won't apologize. Something cool in her oceans washes over you, over you. And I'm just trying to catch her eyes. Her blue jeans don't fit quite right. She smiles. Yeah, she smiles. I don't know how, I don't know why. I'm just trying to make a connection. To the left, to the right. I'm just trying to make a connection. And in your eyes, a silhouette. I'm just trying to make a connection. I'm not a man to walk away. I'm not a man to walk away from a connection. Her skin, my mouth is dry as garden's gin, but I feel alive, feel alive. She said I don't believe in love at first sight, but you can take me home if it feels alright. Oh baby, oh baby. I said you drink as fast as Hemingway, but you still know all the right words to say. Oh baby, pretty baby. As the light hits your face and the dust falls from your eyes, you said you never want to say goodbye. We took a cab to the white light. You said you don't want to end the night. And I said, I'm not a man. I'm not a man to walk away from the connection. I don't
death is all around, and night when the cold wind blows. No one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. Addicted to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. More limbs and fangs that are picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. My life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. Not again. Oh no.
All right, that right there from 2007 is Tegan and Sarah with a song Back in Your Head. Those guys are from Calgary. They are twins, identical, and they're still at it. Good for them. All right. Before that, we heard something from the Ramones from the 1989 album Brain Drain, Pet Sematary, one of my favorite Ramones songs. Before that, the Kooks with Connection, and then, of course, Frightened Rabbit out of Scotland. And we have one more tune before I'm Gandhi. It's been a slice. It's my first show back after taking the summer off. And it feels good. It does. It feels really good. So I'm only doing my show every second week. So it's pretty chill. Every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And a whole new cycle. Here we go. It's early September. But in positive news, ski season for September already, September to November. I was doing some math, about 2.5 months, just over 2 months if we're lucky. And La Nina is actually forecasted for this upcoming season, which means, yes, an opposite pattern from last year, which was El Nino. So the model is predicting that the Pacific Northwest will be colder. Definitely. So that's what they're saying. So hopefully the snow will come with that. And it sort of varies per region in North America, but we're looking good, folks. So that's good. Okay. Let's end on a song I have not played in, I don't know, since forever. The band is JALE, which is an acronym, J-A-L-E, Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. And these girls from Halifax had actually, they were one of the very influencing factors to get me to play music as a female. So JALE, I could credit JALE, Luscious Jackson, Cub. Those are some of the bands, especially JALE. I loved JALE. These guys were, you know, friends with all the Sloan boys, and I loved Sloan. I was into all that Halifax music, Thrush, Hermit, you name it. So anyways, without further ado, I'll stop talking and let's start listening to Allie. This is a great song. This is from their second album, entitled, I know it, yeah, So Wound. And I remembered some people, like, So Wound? No, it's So Wound, 1996. Let's take a listen. These guys were awesome. And wherever they are, I'm sure they're still awesome. I'm going to stop chatting. I'm going to leave us with this. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And again, thanks, guys. It's been a slice. This here is JALE on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, no, it's not. What's going on with me? Okay, try again. Okay, this is JALE. Yes, it is.